an interview with Mary Grootsman for the Women's Overseas Service League Oral Histories. Mary is a member of Peninsula Unit in California, and she's being interviewed by Nelva Gillette and Maymarie Irons of Peninsula Unit. Mary Agnes Rust Grootsman served in World War I in France as a Red Cross nurse. Mary is now 93 years old. She is living at the Sequoias, which is a Presbyterian retirement community in Portola Valley, just south of San Francisco, California. Mary, we'd like you to tell us some of your experiences in World War I.
There'll never be another war like War One, with the spirit and everything. The spirit of the men. I think that's the thing that inspired me, because they were so wonderful. Here's one of them.
Thank you, Mary, for showing us your scrapbook that you saved since 1917. You told us that you had lived in Oregon, and then you went to nurses training in Chicago, and when you finished your training, you joined up with the Red Cross and went overseas to France. I believe this part in your diary would cover what you did while you were in France until through the war, until you got home. Nelva, maybe you can help her by reading some of that.
April 8th, left Lakewood. April 26th, arrived New York City at St. Andrew's Hotel. Horrible. Left port of embarkation, Hoboken, New Jersey, May 21st. Headquarters base, section number 5, Brest, France, April 30th. Left Brest, June 6th, reported at Limoges, June 7th. Left Limoges, June 11th, for hospital in Paris. Reported at hospital for temporary duty. Left hospital in Paris, arrived at Limoges. Had dip France, August 7th to August 13th. Had flu, November 12th to December 10th.
What were the days?
November 21st it is. December 11th, went on leave to Nice and Paris. December 23rd, returned to duty in Limoges. There all day leave to visit front, Verdun, Reims, and Chateau Thierry. Left Limoges, arrived at Camp Hospital, number 91, La Boule, France. Left, arrived at Brest on the Mauritania, arrived in New York 1919. Went to Boise, Idaho, went from Boise to Seattle.
Mary, would you tell us a little bit about the hospital where you took your training?
I think it was supposed to be one of the best in the country.
Yes. It had the reputation of being one of the best in the United States.
Yes. I went and was asking everybody, doctors and nurses, what's it like? Is it better than others? And So, see, the training then was 3 years.
Yes.
Yes. I finished that. I hadn't been through very long.
When did you go overseas, do you remember?
Oh, gosh. I should have looked up. Let me see. 1916. I think that was it. So this then should have been about 17, you see. Mm-hmm. So there was.
And of course you went by ship.
What?
You went by ship. You didn't go by plane.
No, I don't think we did. I didn't go by plane because I was afraid to ride in
it. Remember how long it took you?
I don't. I'm not very good on those things. I mean, those aren't the things that impressed me at the time, you see. So, but I don't remember. I don't remember how long it took.
Okay. Then you went directly to France?
Yeah. How big a hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I read something about that the other day. There were two. I think it said 70 in the one that, and I think that I worked in two or three of them, you know. Mm-hmm. One of them was 70, and I just happened to find something. I don't know what it was, but made some remarks.
You remember the town?
Well, it was Limoges, the town I remember.
Oh, what your duties or? You remember how long, how many hours you had to work, or?
No, I don't remember the number of hours. And the duties, it was regular. Had it from
did it come from wounded. The battle?
The wounded soldiers.
The wounded. Did they bring them right to you from the battlefield, or did they go to someplace else first? Were you near the front?
I was in two or three hospitals. Well, ours were the first, you see.
Oh.
So
you got the worst?
So they brought them direct to the hospital. Let me see. Well, now I can tell you one story. What was the boy's name? Anyway, I was trying to get him all hipped up because he was, I don't know whether he was going to pass out or not. But anyway, his major, or one of them, was coming to pin his medal on him. He'd done something, I've forgotten what it was. And so I wanted to get him pepped up, and I said, now I can't even think of his name. Isn't that awful? I said, just think, your own major's coming to pin that medal on you. And what do you think his answer to me was? And what will I do with the medal?
The little girl, you didn't live in Illinois, did you?
No. No. But I had my training there.
Yes.
And that was, the only reason, what was the name of our woman then that was head of it? And she encouraged me to go.
Where did you live? As a little girl.
Where I live is a little girl in Oregon.
Oh, then you came way east.
I'm an Oregonian.
Oh.
Yes. No, I went back there. I didn't have any contact back there when I went, excepting that.
Oh.
I don't see it as anything worthwhile mentioning.
Yes.
Well, we want to know a little more about your overseas. What else can you... Overseas, what else can you remember?
I wasn't there too long. Well, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, to me it was interesting. The different... I think the other nurses felt the same. It was... I don't remember any complaints about anything, so it must have been, but of course everything was new, you see. And even like the hospitals, they hadn't had them going very long, so it was...
You said you weren't there very long. How long?
Yes, how long? I should have kept
one,
still.
1 year?
Huh?
1 year?
I think it was less than a year. Mm-hmm. And I know it wasn't more.
Did you come back to Chicago, to the Presbyterian Hospital afterwards?
No, then I came back home. As I remember the Presbyterian Hospital, I don't know, and the nurses, I don't remember their names now, but I liked all the nurses. The ones that were head, and our nurse that was the overall woman in the company in Chicago was nice about giving us advice and telling us what we ought to do and so on. Even after I came home, said do this or do that. I mean, not dictating, but
being helpful.
To be helpful. My mother was not too happy to have me go.
I bet.
I don't know, I just liked the different experiences. We couldn't keep a diary, you see.
Oh, they didn't want anything in writing, yes.
It would be dangerous.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do it. So I took this to the hospital and I had the boys write in it.
Mary showed us a small book that had blank pages, and the cover said, "Lest we forget." She had intended to use it for a diary, but most of the time she was not allowed to keep a diary while in France, and so she had the boys write in it, and it has some remarkable drawings and messages in it from the boys that were in the hospital.
Of course, they must have been boys that have had some experience.
This is the end of recording on this side of the tape, and this concludes the interview with Mary Grootsman, World War I Red Cross nurse who served in France. She is now a member of Peninsula Unit, California. The remainder of the tape will contain songs and information about World War I.
Over there, send the word. get your gun, get your gun. Johnny, show the Hun you're a son of the gun. Hoist the flag and let her fly. Yankee Doodle, do or die. Pack your little kit, show your grit, do your bit. Yankees fill the ranks from the towns and the tanks. Make your mother proud of you and the old.
Songs of World War I on today's edition of The Spirit of 78. Now a medley of songs from a musical that was written to raise money to help send the men overseas. It was called Yip, Yip, Yap, Hank, and it was written by Sergeant Irving Berlin. Yap, Hank was the name of a small town on eastern Long Island, not too far from where I was raised, incidentally, and it was the depot for the train station for Camp Upton. Camp Upton, the training camp for many of American soldiers. The show was put together by Irving Berlin and performed first at the Century Theater on August 19th, 1918. It was entitled A Musical Mess Cooked Up for the Boys of Camp Upton by Sergeant Irving Berlin. It saw 32 performances in that first showing, and Irving Berlin was in the performing cast. Here are a medley of songs from Yip, Yip, Yap, Hank, performed as they were in 1918. Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning, sung by Arthur Fields.
The other day I chanced to meet a soldier friend of mine. He'd been in camp for several weeks and he was looking fine. His muscles had developed and his cheeks were rosy red. I asked him how he liked the life and this is what he said. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You've got to get up, you've got to get up, you've got to get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed. Oh boy, the minute the battle is over. Oh boy, the minute the foe is dead. I'll put my uniform away and move to Philadelphia and spend the rest of my life in bed.
He called them improvements. Improvements on songs that were popular, like Over There, Don't Bite the Hand That's Feeding You, John Brown's Body, and Tramp, 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 The Boys Are Marching. Here is Jeffrey O'Hara to sing some improvements on those famous old songs.
The wall. Now you know you must go. Send a word to your friend down below. We can name him and we can blame him, but it's you, old top, that we're after, after all. If you don't like your beans and hardtack, if you don't like your slumgullion stew, well, no matter what you eat, the table's always neat. There's no cake that's coming from you. If you don't like your 30 monthly, if you're sore at the mess sergeant too, just remember, my boy, it's not mama, it's Uncle Sam that's feeding you. We are going to cross the blue. We have a date with friends of ours who have a date with you. We are going to bring the wallops that will put the business through. So we are marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Bill, old dog, we're going to do ya. 10 times of hell are coming to ya as we go marching on. Old Bill Kaiser, do you ever stop to think exactly what awaits you and your son, the missing link, when we have a little party up in Potsdam on the blink as we go marching on? Tramp, 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 the boys are marching. The Kaiser standing at the door. And we'll get a submarine and we'll snap him on the beam, and he won't be the Kaiser anymore.
Up to mighty London came an Irishman one day. As the streets are paved with gold, sure everyone was gay. Singing songs of Piccadilly, Strand and Leicester Square, till Paddy got excited, then he shouted to them there. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way. Tipperary, but my heart's right there. a letter to his Irish Molly, oh, saying, should you not receive it, write and let me know. If I make mistakes in spelling, Molly dear, said he, remember it's the pen that's bad, don't lay the blame on me. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know in Tipperary. So it's goodbye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. It's a long way to Tipperary.
End of recording on this side of the tape.